I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the West clamors over artificial intelligence and the latest gadgets to make their lives easier, Christians in Iran are preparing for the worst. Hardline clerics are exploring how artificial intelligence can help them enforce Islamic law. Heart for Iran's Laurel Gallant says a fatwa is a legal ruling issued by an Islamic leader. These edicts are used on everything from personal hygiene to Christian persecution.
The development of AI in Iran could pose both challenges and opportunities for our work. On one hand, it could make it harder for us to operate safely and effectively in a hostile environment. On the other hand, it could create new avenues for us to communicate and to connect with Iranians who are curious and hungry for the gospel.
Now that you know, what will you do? Find four specific action points in the full story at our website. And China has many cultural differences from the Western world. So what does that mean around the holidays? China Partners' Eric Berkland reflects on what Christmas means to the people of China.
Even in a communist society like China, they do celebrate Christmas, but it's very commercialized.
But as the people of China grow more interested in Christmas as a holiday, Christians have an opportunity to teach them about Christmas's true meaning.
In many churches, they will do like big cantatas and Christmas celebrations, and choirs will come together and sing Christmas carols and songs. And then the pastor will use the Christmas story as a way to reach people for Jesus Christ.
So this Christmas season, pray for curious non-believers stepping foot in China's churches for the first time. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.